I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Now that we're into the dog days of summer, fishing has become quite a challenge. Coming up, we'll talk about ways you can change your tactics and hopefully increase your chances of getting a bite when the mercury is near the top of that thermometer.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
Take me fishing and make me feel 16 again.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing, because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
When the air temperature hits the high 90s, it's very likely water in West Virginia's lakes will have a surface temperature not far behind. Biologist Kevin Yoakum tells us that drives bass to the depths of the water.
Everything's out in deeper water, as you might expect. The shoreline that people typically fish, and enjoyable fishing, obviously, it's just not existent right now. You might get a little bit of bite early in the morning, very late in the evening. It's a very narrow window. Everything else is going to be a little bit deeper water.
And those fish are going deeper because water temperature near the bottom of the lake is noticeably cooler. Much like you and I would rather be in the air conditioning comfort on a muggy day, fish are much the same and will seek cooler water.
Really, it's not that much. It depends on the lake, obviously. It depends on if the lake stratifies or doesn't stratify. But generally, even as much as a 5-degree temperature change would dramatically increase your chances of finding bass. In other words, from the surface temperature, if it happens to be 85 degrees, even if you can go down to an 80-degree temperature mark in the lake, you're going to find a whole lot more fish there than you will at the surface.
And therefore, finding them will require a radically different approach than the way you normally hunt for bass.
You know, fish are always opportunistic. They're going to be down there. They'll eat. They will eat. But their strike zone is incredibly shrunk. They're not willing to chase baits nearly as far. They're not nearly as active as normal conditions would dictate. So I tell anglers that they really need to concentrate on deep water structure. And the fish are there. They will eat. But you got to put the bait right in front of them to entice a strike in most conditions.
And the best presentation comes with two very specific lure rigs.
If you can keep that bait, if you get a high-quality area, you know it's a deep sloping point with I'm staring right now at a couple trees that are out in about 15 foot of water, isolated structure. If you fish that type of structure, you're confident there's fish there. Carolina rigs, a drop shot in particular, keeps your bait moving slowly right through the strike zone, right through the window of opportunity.
And you can't stress the term slowly enough in your fishing at this time of year. Again, in the early morning and late evening is when you'll find the maximum potential to catch those bass. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.